The time is 5:44 for WNPR News. I'm Ray Hardman. The Republican National Convention officially gets underway tonight in Cleveland with speeches from Rudy Giuliani, Duck Dynasty's Willie Robertson, and Melania Trump. All this week, I'll be having daily conversations with Quinnipiac University political science professor Scott McClain, who's in Cleveland with 8 Quinnipiac students. The students are participating in the Washington Center for Internships and Academic Seminars Republican National Convention Seminar. Joining me by phone from Cleveland is Scott McClain. Scott, how are you?
I'm very well, Ray. How are you?
Good. So tell me, what will these students be doing this week?
Well, in week one, they had a very intensive academic seminar where they learned all about the history of conventions, the nomination process, polling, even demographics and campaign strategy. And then this week, during the convention, they've been placed in various venues around the city or in the arena where the convention is held. Some are doing logistical work, handing out credentials. Others are working for media organizations like CBS and CNN. And others are even placed with state delegations.
And Scott, they must be totally geared up by this point with all this education.
Oh yeah, and the students are thrilled to be here, and it's like nothing they've ever seen. And in fact, with Donald Trump's Republican convention, it'll be a convention like I've never seen before.
Scott, you've been to Republican national conventions in the past. Is the mood, is the flavor of this convention different from years past?
Well, you know, I think the mood is about the same, but there is a sense of people not being too excited about, you know, going out of doors and wandering around the street. So people are obviously worried about what's going on in the country, but I think the delegates here are mentally prepared for that. You know, there are protesters. They do march. Unlike other conventions I've seen, they can march. There's a parade route for them to march. And it is really strange to see men carrying rifles who are not police officers. Ohio is an open carry state. And the governor has said that he will not suspend that law and prevent those protesters from carrying weapons outside the convention area. So that's a really interesting development that's worth watching as we go forward.
Does that add an element of tension?
Yeah, I think there's a layer fairly deep down. Right now, I think people are just getting settled in. They're talking about what's going on. The reporters are here. The media is covering everything. It's not so much the tension. It's just that this is a strange convention. It doesn't have there are no Bushes in sight. Mitt Romney is not here. McCain is not here. And so a lot of people who are normal fixtures at these events are just not here. And there are different kinds of protesters here than would have been in the past. And we'll see what the numbers on those protests look like. But I think people are just being wary and careful right now, which I think is the right approach.
Any rumors swirling around about a possible rule change that wouldn't, you know, bind delegates to voting for Donald Trump? Is that still a possibility? Are people still talking about that?
Well, the Rules Committee has already shut down adding of the clause that says delegates may vote their conscience. Now, that doesn't mean that delegates can't vote their conscience. They always could. But the fact that there won't be a rule proposed does benefit the Trump campaign. But nevertheless, I really suspect that there will be an effort on Thursday night to get a roll call of the state vote so that people who are opposed to Trump will be able to vocally cast a vote. And there's no telling what exactly will happen. I don't think Trump will lose the nomination, but it will potentially show a divided party, which is not what the Trump campaign wants. So watch carefully, everyone. Watch Speaker Paul Ryan. He is the chair of the convention, and he will have a lot of decision power on whether to simply vote for Trump on acclamation in the hall or whether a motion to have a roll call of the states will be allowed. If that roll call of the states comes up, it may mean signs of dissension within the ranks of the Republican Party delegates.
Well, Scott McLean, I'm looking forward to talking to you this week. Good luck tonight.
Thanks, Ray.
Scott McLean is a professor of political science at Quinnipiac University. We'll be checking in with Scott every day of the Republican convention on All Things Considered. And be sure to catch live coverage of the convention this week on both WNPR and CPTV beginning tonight at 8 p.m.